White. Oakland, California, June 14, 1901. Dear son Edson, we are having a very large meeting here. I have attended quite a number of the meetings, but have not been able to do as much as I would like to do. Just before coming to Oakland, I saw that I was failing in nerve and muscle, and I determined to drive as far as Vallejo and take the train from there to Oakland. I was so weary that I hardly knew what to do with myself, but I would not give up, and I thought that the drive would do me good. We started Wednesday morning, and in the evening reached Oakland. We came to Brother Santee's house, where we were to have rooms during the meeting. I have two good rooms here. One is a front room and has a large bay window. The sleeping room also has a window, so that I get the sun all day long. I spoke Thursday afternoon, and on Sabbath and Sunday afternoon, I spoke to very large congregations. I spoke of the southern field and asked those present to do what they could to help. $100 was raised, and I requested that it be sent to you at once. Brother Santee seems desirous to do his very best, and I think you will receive this money soon. But trying to raise money here at this time is like milking the cow dry, for many calls have already been made for various lines of work. The orphanage in this place is greatly in need of help. About 40 children are being cared for, but the home is in a most unsuitable place, and it will be necessary to purchase some land out of the city and put up a building. There are no conveniences whatever where the children are now located. I spoke very plainly in regard to this matter, and a call was made for means to start the work. $1,100 was raised. Then came a distressing call from Australia. We asked for help for this field, and nearly $2,000 were pledged and something over $1,000 given in cash. $2,500 are needed to put the Healdsburg Meeting House in repair. But this matter is kept back that other calls may be answered. So you see that there are many places needing help. $3,000 have been raised at this meeting for different lines of work, besides the $100 raised for the work in the South. One brother gave me $20 for your work, and I hope that before the meeting is over, the way will open for me to make another call. I do hope that means will come in for your work. I have not tried to borrow any money. I wish you would tell Brother Palmer not to get the carriage he talked of getting for me, but take the money for the southern field. I spoke twice yesterday and once today. I spoke twice on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and yet I have not given out entirely. Yesterday, I attended the early morning meeting. I felt that the people needed something and that I ought to try to supply the need. This morning, I read important matter upon the reception of the Holy Spirit. There is altogether too much weakness in the church. The ministers offer long, dry prayers which are nearly destitute of the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit. I have feared that I would break down, but my head is not as tired as it was, and this encourages me. I think that if I had given up, I should now be flat enough, but as it is, I am climbing again without taking a day of rest. I thank God for all His goodness and mercy. Oh, how good the Lord is! I am sorry that money does not come in at this meeting for your work. But there are several matters which will have to wait till money is more plentiful. I hope to get some money for you before the meeting is over, but I do not feel very hopeful. Brother Jones has been trying hard to lift the debt on the Oakland Church, and only $6,000 remain to be paid. The members of the Healdsburg Church might have done the same had there been someone to devise and plan for them. Oh, how much we need managers. May the Lord give us wisdom. June 16th. It has been difficult for me to write to you, for my head is very tired. I wish I could step in and see you as easily as I can go to my home in St. Helena. I speak in the large tent this afternoon. After this, I shall be able to go home if I choose, either this evening or tomorrow morning, but as I would have to come down at the end of the week and this journey would mean $5, I have decided not to go, for we have not $5 to spare. I shall stay the rest of the week, but I think I will go to Sister Jones's till the crowd is gone. Then I shall return and spend Sabbath and Sunday here. I have not felt the least inconvenience in speaking at this meeting. The sides of the tent are so adjusted that there is no impure air. Hitherto, the weather has been cool. There has been no oppressive heat.
Later. I have just left the tent after speaking for an hour. I made as earnest an appeal as possible for the work in the South, but as I had to leave the tent immediately after speaking, I do not know how much money was raised. I shall know before this letter is sent. There is much to be done in this part of the vineyard. Much has been done to consume, but nothing to produce. Aggressive warfare must be entered upon.